Long tour. Okay, so the schedule this week, Bezus Hashem, we have a shiur today in Beit Zim and Mechalov. Then tomorrow, we're going to have the same time, tomorrow morning, special shiur that was made this year that I gave someplace else, but it'll be relevant about Schnapps on Pesach, the status of Schnapps on Pesach. And that'll be the final shiur for before Pesach for the Yerodeah. And then we'll the shiur continue the Monday after Pesach. Okay. So basically what we have now is the the discussion of eggs, beitzim. The beitzim is very unique. Because usually you have something, could be usually is milkic, or fleishic, or parf. Milkic is milk. Fleishic is basar, or chicken, or oaf. And parf is, you have an apple, it's parf, right? But beitzim is a unique thing because it forms in the chicken, so it starts off as basar, and then it forms and becomes independent, and then it loses its status of basar and gets a status of parv. Because we don't have something like that basically transformed itself. Usually, like a piece of meat is a piece of meat. It's always a piece of meat, unless it's nifsal, whatever, but it's a piece of meat. But here, it's something that started off fleishik, and in itself, became as it develops and becomes disjoint from the chicken itself, it loses its status of basar and it becomes parv. And the question is, at what point is the cutoff point? That we say it's no longer basari, but now it's chalavi, or not chalavi, but it's parv. So, and it's interesting that there's a famous Gemara in Erevin on Samach Beis Amud Beis here. It says, Mal Arub Mokam Rabba, the sugya about paskening in front of your Rebbe. So it's a whole complex inyan. When are you allowed to, when you're not allowed to, or, you know, Are you allowed to, you know, you're not allowed to, but say it like this. The verse says, Afil Beisa Bekuchsa, brought me name of Chista Kol Shnei Rav Huna, Vila Ori. So the Beisa Bekuchsa means an egg, and Kutach is like yogurt milchik. So that is a prime example of a shayla that's like pashut, so it's not even a shayla. Are you allowed to have a beya, an egg, with yogurt? Because, of course, you can have it. But nonetheless, when they asked Rav Chista this question, as long as his Rebbe, Rav Huna, was alive, he wouldn't even pask him. He wouldn't pass it in front of his Rebbe, such a basic thing. So the question is, you know, what does that mean? I mean, is it a shayla? It's not a shayla. That's like the prototypical example of something that's so pashut that he wouldn't pass it. So we have to understand what is the status? So there is a Mishnah in Avius on page 2. About a Beitzes Nevela. In other words, the chicken dies without proper shechita. Chicken dies without proper shechita. So the chicken is nevela. But what about the egg? is the egg nevela? What do we say the egg? The egg is a separate entity. And the case was, Martinu writes, that you shechted the chicken, and then you opened up the chicken, and then the shechita got messed over, so it wasn't a proper shechita. And then you found beitzim inside the mother. So the Mishnah says, "Im yesh kayotze banim keres b'shuk muteres." In other words, if it's the type of egg that's already sold in the store, like yesterday, my wife asked me to buy a dozen eggs. So the eggs in the store have shells on them, right? So once the shell was formed, right, so then it's a separate entity. So if the shell was already formed when the chicken became a nevela, so then what? Then the egg is not a nevela, because the egg is not basar anymore. So if at the time you found the egg, it was already formed that it's nemkeres b'shuk, i.e. means that it was already, the shell was already formed, then muteres. Fim lav asur. But if not, if it wasn't formed to that degree, then it's asur. Kidivrei Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says no, Beis Hillel Ostrom. And Beis Hillel says no, that even if the egg, the it was totally formed already, it's still awesome. Umodim beis treifa shi asura mivnei shegdeila beisur. But when it comes to beis treifa, that even beis shamis moda that it's going to be asur because it was formed when the animal was still alive, when the chicken was still alive, and it was formed in a treifa chicken. Okay, we'll see what that means. So, from this Mishnah, it's mashma, that the only time the egg is considered a separate entity, to the main, you know, this is one of the Mishnayos of the Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmer. So it's mashma that the only heti you have is once the shell is formed. But before that, even Beis Shammai, who's the Mekel over here, would be Machmer. However, this seems to contradict another sugya. We have a sugya in Beitza and Dav Zayin and Aleph on page 3. So first take a look on Vav and Beis. Take a look, four lines from the bottom of Vav and Beis on page 3. Tanya, Shochet es atardegolos u'motza ba beitzim gemurus. You found beitzim gemurus mutan la'ochlo b'yontif. So you can eat them on yontif. Now, what are these beitzim? So Rashi says, "Fafil below klipa levana." In other words, he says that these Eitzim, not only there's no shell to them, but there's no white to them. It's only the what? The yolk. So this, not only there's no shell, there's no white, there's just the yolk, and it's mu'ura begidim. So the Braisa says, Mutars l'ochlam b'yantis. It's not considered the Beitzah Shadol the b'yantis, because it was formed before. And then take a look at Zayin Amar Aleph, Gufa. Page 3. Hashochet is a targolus botzal beitzim gemurus matos le'ochlam b'cholov. That you can even eat them with milk. Now, according to Rashi, that means that even if it just had the yolk, it's just already not considered basar. Rav Yaakov says, no, if it's still intertwined with the veins and the vessels, whatever, then it's that even if it had a yolk formed, it's still going to be aser. So, okay. Now, this Braisa seems to be in contradiction to our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that the only tzad that can be kula is it has to be keyosi bovadim keres b'shuk. Has to be at least a shell formed. And here we're saying no. At least according to Shita's Rashi, that even just the yolk being formed would be sufficient according to one opinion. And the other opinion says no, you need the yolk and it also can't be mu'ura begidim anymore. But you don't even need the white part to form, let alone certainly not the shell to form, and it's already a separate entity and you could eat it with milk.
The asr Rebbe just said would be asr teat with milk or asr stam because of beit hashanol.
In other words, we're saying at what point does it, what do you say?
At what point does it?
At what time does it no longer become part of the chicken and have its own identity?
When does it become part of
it? Right. So Tosus asked this kasha, Vav Amud Beis. Beitzim Gemurus. Kasha Tahar, Mina Be'edis. Beitzis Nevela Kol Shekamur, Nim Keres Peshuk. Be'shamay Metiyan V'sil Olshim. V'acha Hechim Mutu Lochla B'cholof. So how could you eat it b'cholov from the time that it's just, according to Rashi, just the yolk all you need? And you can really eat it b'cholov. But that's against the Mishnah. So he says, Tosu says, Yesh loymar, the time of Mishum, the basa of b'cholov midrabanan. The basa of b'cholov is only the rabbanon, v'afil be'sil modin. As you say like this, the machlokas over there was, is it available or not? That was the mission. So that's a shayla v'doraisa. Is the egg part of the l'gabi the din of nevela? So then, the halacha is that Beishami says you need the shell. And Beisil says even that's not good enough. If it's still inside the mother when it became nevela, even if the shell formed, If it was already born, if it was laid already, then obviously it's okay. But if it was still inside the mother, even though the shell formed, it would still be a problem. And here, the Bryce is saying, no, all you need is... So he says like this, it depends on the difference between a din d'oraisa and a din d'rabban. When it comes to nevela, that's a shayla of a d'oraisa. Then l'chol apochos, you have the heter of Beis Shammai that has to have the shell, and Beis Hillel says you even need more than just the shell. It has to have already I guess, been laid or something like that. But when it comes to eating milk and chicken, which is only drabanan, then we're much more makel. So the time of the mishum debasa of mechalav midrabanan feel beisil moder. So then the Gemara says v'kasha tamina be'eriv and I feel beisa bechuchtol lishri inish b'mokum rabbi, that you shouldn't even paskin on an egg with yogurt in front of your rebbe. So the Gemara says Michael Lashman Pshita. So the Gemara says, isn't it Pashut? Right, that was the... So the Gemara says, it's not so Pashut, Tosus asks. Because according to Rav Yaakov, it's Asa. According to Rav Yaakov, it's Asa. Right? Because it's still Moor's Begidim. So why is this an example of a Shaila, you know? Then the Gemara is saying, Shita, it's not even a Shaila. So what do you mean that it's not even a Shaila? It's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. So if it's a Machlokas Tanoim, then it is a Shaila. So the Gemara says, Yeshloma, Tosu says, the Kuvi Amma Hodim debates in Gemara's Mataras Lachum Bechola. The Tami de Vesil, Dasim, so he says, in the Hanami. Everyone agrees, the Beitzim Gemura's is Mataras Lachum Bechola. The Tami de Vesil, Dasri, Beitzim Mavela, Mishim de Gazrina, Adu Beitzim Trefa. So he says that in a Hanami, that when it comes to Beitzim Gemuros, it's Mutaris Lachlan B'cholov. And the reason why Beis Hillel is so machmir by Beis Hillel Neveva, because it's a gzeirah to Beis Hillel Trefa. But in a Hanami, when it comes to Basar B'cholov is only the Rabbanon, then there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees that it's, once it's formed its yolk, it's considered parf. The veil, we hold the veil is also as pashas. There is, but we assume that it's a deraisa.
Even
though Rabbi Yaakov is asked
Yaakov,
it's still a
shayla. Doesn't go like that.
Yeah.
Even though he was just a
Havamina,
that's still called
a Plakis. Yeah. So then you shouldn't say it's Pasha. Now, if you look at the Rashba on page 5, so the Rashba says in the Bais HaKotzer, Hashoket HaTanagolos U'motzo Ba'beitim Gemuras, Return Lachlo B'cholot. B'sheinu gemuras dina k'din guf ha'of. Vasal lachum b'cholof. Eze beitza gemura kol sheish la chelbon v'chelmon. So he says differently than Rashi. Rashi says gemuras means it just has a yolk. He says no, you need the yolk and the white. And then that's considered gemuras. Even though it's still attached to the animal. To the chicken. But for sure you don't need... And then he quotes the yeshomrim that you even need the shell. But a rishon nearly eager. Because if you say the sheet of the shell, then everything is fine. You don't have a kasha from the Mishnah and Avius. But so. You see, you have the Orchas Chaim here on page 7. He says, "Hashochet Tanagolos Motzam Beitzim Gemuros Motzam Lachlo." Yeshomim Dafke Beitzim Gemuros Golso Klipa Daka Ulevana. which are dying hiraka. So you have here different shittas. Maybe you need more than just. So how do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Shulchan Aruch says on page 8, Beitzim and Tzoyim Ba'ofas, Imhem Gemuras, Tahayin Sheishel, and Chelbon V'Chelmon. So he passes like the Rashba. So if it has the Chelbon and the Chelmon, Apo Pishu Maru Begidim, Harei the Gemura, Mutal Lachla B'Cholov. So Legabe Basar B'Cholov, if it has the Chelbon and the Chelmon, then it's okay. But if it only has a chelmon, a yolk, osur. That's where you can eat it together with milk. But if you eat the yolk alone, and now you want to eat milk afterwards, Mutul ochel machareim gvin ocholov. In other words, so in order to eat it together with milk, to cook it with milk, you need a chelbon and a chelbon. And in order to say that you don't have to wait 6 hours, the chelbon alone is sufficient. And the Shach has another case on page 8. To come, that Avi Shemur Begidin, how the Mashal El Perk from Gav, he kept had a goal as Al Zanova. Say you took an animal, a chicken, and you give it a zetz, and it gave birth to Beitzim. So he says those Beitzim are also Mishum Eivir Menachai, if the Mur is Begidin. Because you basically, it's like taking an aver and detaching it from a live thing. So if they're moors begidim, they're part of the chicken. So even though they were finished with the chelmon and the chelmon, so he's asking, so how come for basa b'cholov we say that it's okay once it's gemuros, even though it's moors begidim? We say you can eat it with milk, but there we're saying that no, it's considered basa, you know, Eivir Menachai. If it's Eivir Menachai, it should be considered basa then, because it's part of the chicken, and now you're detaching it. So he says, oh, the same idea. He says, Shani Hacha Delinin Basa B'Cholov, the oaf, Shumid Rabbanon, Hikilu. So, the Gabe oaf, they would make him, and the guy be waiting 6 hours or even more make him. And that's the same svar that Tosis used the gabe the vela, that the vela we're more machmir that at least it has to have at least a shell or even more than that according to Esil. So the gabe Eivir Menachai, it could be considered Eivir Menachai even though Alpidin is parv that you allow to cook it with milk because oaf is only the rabbanon. So we have, so this is relevant for Eivir Menachai, it's relevant for Basar B'Cholov cooking together, it's relevant for eating milk after meat, it's relevant for Nevela. So all these, and basically we're seeing a distinction between the rices and the Rabbanans, and then there's the Machlokas Rashi and the Rashba by the Rabbanans, and the Shulchan Aruch Paschal is like the Rashba. Okay. So now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, so so the Shulchan Aruch says that on page 8 that if you have a chelmon and a chelmon, so then you can eat it with milk, like the Rashba sheet. But if only has a chel mundo, you can't even milk, but you don't have to wait 6 hours. Now, if you look in the Shari Dura, he's the Hagos Shari Dura. On page 12, he's going to introduce another idea. In other words, we applied this to Nevela, to Basar B'Cholav, to the Cholav Achar Basar, and to Avram and Achai. Now we're going to have a fifth application. And that is Malicha. In other words, if you have chicken or meat, so you can only eat it if you do Malicha. So what if you want to eat the egg? Do you have to do Malicha to the egg? You know, Pesach people eat, salt water with the egg, but that's not for Malicha purposes. So Shari, Hagos Shari Dur says Ha'olam Nagu, page 12. Ha'olam Nagu, page 13, third line. Afil kshegomar kliposach itzodus. That even if it already has an outer shell, which l'chora should certainly be, now mutter. Rakshi rakak tzas umolchim osok eshar basa v'kadomer. He says, even if it has a shell, which normally it should be considered already parved by that point, but then the machmir to do malicha. Because the women are no way. In other words, even if there's a shell, there's still no egg to be machmir. She'ena nashim nogim heta afil al yidei haklipa chitzona kosha lagamri. Even if the klipa chitzona is kosha lagamri, but the egg was found when it was dead, still in the mother, they go l'chumra and they'll do malicha on the egg. Open up the egg and do malicha. Vefshem mishum darmina feel base of chukso lo lishri inish kamirabe. Vefshem toast the rasol kai gam the mishum hachi ayu nimnoim lufoim lahoros lo lufinish kuskaf lahedya al yidei kere shtam hem minag. But since the Gemara says it's a shayla, base of chukso, so any time, obviously once the egg is outside the mother, then but any time it's in the mother, even if it's totally formed. And he goes, even totally formed, with a shell, which for sure is okay, they'll still do this thing. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch here, on page 14, the Hilchos Malicha. He was doing a little Malicha. Hi, Beitim Hanitzayim Be'ofos La'achar Shchita. Im lo nigmar chelmon shalahem racha chelmon levad, tzrichim Malicha. Kishar Basar. So he said that if it only has the yolk, you need Malicha. Well, that's how we pask him. The Rashba says it's still Basar until it has Chelbon and Chelbon. Mordo Mokhom HaBasar. Vim Nigmar Afa Chelbon Afilu Kosha Klipa Lov Kemoshim Keres Mashuk Nogim Lomokha. He quotes from the Hagos Shari Dura that the minig is that even if it has a klipa, we're machmir. That's the minig of anashim, of the women. Mi b'diyevet ei lochosh. And the Bach, says on page 15, it says second arrow. Ilyuna halacha pasuk is Yosef b'shulchan aruch as far as harashba. Yirira kevin da Mordechai v'shari dura asri lecho b'cholof elokik shenatzon kiposan achitzonon. Hakasha peyish rashba ein lachel. So even though technically it's okay, once it has the chelbon and the chelmon, but since the Mordechai and the Sharidura, yeah, we'll see if we skipped the Mordechai. The Mordechai was here a couple of pages ago.
Unless you're hard boiling an egg.
Yeah, take a look here on page 6. Hashochet, the caragos was a racing divorce with the local machal, Shachpesh Rashbam. Shemigrel Gamrin Kutosel, Achitzona. The longest Kasha Kriv Achitzona today, I'm curious to show if he didn't bust all that, hold over. Other than the machal, Shemigrel Gamrin Kutosel. So we'll try to go, Shemigrel Mablo, we said, that's when this is the right. So he quotes the Rashbam that Gemurus means not only the Chelbon, and it has the Klipa Hachitzona. But Afal Pi came, so it needs the Klipa Hachitzona at least. So that's what the Bach says. Even though the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass, can you need the klipa chitzona to eat it b'cholov? Chelmon is the white part of the egg. Chelmon is the yolk.
Yes.
Then no sefakach. So the Shulchan Aruch says like the Rashba that you can eat it b'cholov once it has the chelmon and the chelmon.
And the Mordechai said what?
And the Mordechai said you need the shell also, even though it's not fully hard, but at least you need the shell. So he says that even though the Shulchan Aruch fastens, you don't need the shell, but since the Mordechai and Sharidura say you do need, so Ein Lahakam. And then he says that the Hagot Sharidur explains the minhag that even when the Klipa Chitzon is kosher, that's the ultimate, you know, you still have to do the minhag is to do Malicha.
So kosher?
Yeah. That was the Hagot Sharidur.
And you open the egg to do, you open the shell to do Malicha?
Yeah. I would hope so. Yeah. Oh. But the Shulchan Aruch says, so for waiting 6 hours, all you need is what? The yolk. And then once you have the yolk, then you don't have to wait 6 hours. So the Pri Chadash on page 16. He says, "I'm a lochem from another parish. Afshal odigvar ella hachelmon. We got worse gidden. Mutu lochem amachel gavina. Hey, cause of a shock." And then he goes to Hakayim. But the Pri Chadash doesn't like that. He's there. To enter the Eidol Haram of Chuvah is the Halacha. Should I inspire? Should I be a Torah Mokeh al Zeba of Tommy? Mamash. You came back from Yishba, Shekim Chacham, you came to say Mamash can bust out of. So it'd be an of Tommy, you'd get Malkus. If it's just the Chelmon was formed. So if you get Malkus, it would be in the Vela, of Tommy, say, it would be, you'd get Malkus for that, because it's Mamash Basar. So then, the gabi eating it together with milk, would mean the Gal Gabi waiting the 6 hours, he thinks that you shouldn't be Mekel. Hold the Tikkun Rabbanu Kei, the Rice of Tikkun, and the Gabi, the Vela, is considered a...
Who's
the Pri Chodesh says, on
well,
page 16.
Hours,
right, so he's saying that, but Rustama, they were Mesakin it Kein, the Raisa, that whatever is considered meat on a, you know, so Mamela, if Gabi the Dindaraisa, it's considered meat. The Gabi the Of Tommy that you get Malchus, so the Gabi this Kein the right, this thing of waiting 6 hours, you should also be Machmer. So that's.
But the
Raisa is if you have, if it became an Avela, yeah, and then you want to eat the yolk that's inside, then and you ate the yolk, then you get Malchus for the Vela. So you see when the Gabi meat is in the Vela. So if the Gabi in the Vela is meat, so the Gabi the 6 hours, it's also the star bread that they should treat it like meat. So, I mean, he's taking on the Mechaber. He's taking on the Mechaber. And the Mechaber is quoting the Orchaz Chaim. So he's taking on, you know, people who preceded him. And in defense of the Shita, we have the Sefer Yad Yehuda. The classic Sefer Yerodea. I told you when Rabbi Sauer from L.A. was giving Shiur on Yerodea, he was very into the Yad Yehuda. I quoted just a couple of times a year. But he quoted a lot. So he wants to say pshat, well, you don't have to wait the 6 hours when it's just the chelmon. Yeah, so look on page 17 in the Yad Yehuda. So we know when we're Bezer Shem, we'll learn the sugi of waiting 6 hours, the two pshatim given in the Rishonim. Either you wait 6 hours because of the meat between the teeth, or you wait because of the tam basar. So he says, borer, three lines from the bottom, the chol zeh eino elav basar mamish b'tamo. V'chaim haftim chal basar heim, mikol mokhe imem tam basar mamish. Right? You know, you don't feel tam basar when you eat the yolk. So it doesn't have the strings of the meat, and it doesn't have the tam basar. So either reason is not applicable. Wait a Moshe Chatam. Gam lo nechshu Moshe bein Hashinayim lebasa. Shei basa mamish binin. Gam Yosef Rachu mach b'fiv. You can't have a kamo basa achik bina. Gam kinuach ha'docha in tzara kamo, etc. So he doesn't think the two reasons apply. And therefore, that's how he defends the Mechaber.
This is
not a contemporary sefer. Not a contemporary sefer. Not one, but it's not a contemporary sefer. Okay. So these are all the different, like five different applications, you know, of meat with milk, milk after meat. Avram and Achai we did Malicha, and what else? Basar B'chalav together, and then Amtana, and then B'chalav after Basar, and then Amtana Sheishah, and Avram and Achai, and Malicha. Those are all the applications of having to know when is the cutoff point when the egg becomes hard as opposed to being flaccid. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is mecholov. Whereas when you have milk and then you make it into cheese, So part of it forms, Be'ez Hashem, after Yom Tov, we're going to do the union of cheese. I thought this time this year with whiskey tomorrow will be good, because this way we won't start the cheese union till after. Because without that, we'd have to start the cheese now and then put it in the middle. So we're going to start the cheese after, in preparation for Shavuos. We'll start the cheese right after. What? We can make a cheesecake, yes. Okay, so when you make the cheese out of milk, so you put a Dover HaMamid, you put something in the milk to cause it to curdle and become cheese. So now, but the whole thing doesn't become cheese, it leaves some liquid that didn't form the cheese. That's called whey, right? You see that on the products of W-H-E-Y. And then you can take the whey, and then you can even further distill it between the white part of the, and then, so the question is, what's the status? So the milk we know is milk. And then we made in cheese. So what's the status of whey? Does that become, is that still milk, or does that become parv? And then when you distill the whey, what's the story of the liquid afterwards? So this is the shiloh. So Rashi in Chulin Kuf Yudalad on page 23 says, "Abavashal b'meicholav potter." So meicholav is potter. So says Rashi, "Mishka balad." So that's the way. So Rashi's sheet seems to be that once you curdle the milk, so the whey is not milk really anymore, at least midaraisa. It's not milk. So the rush, because that's mechol, he learns that mechol of his whey. That's the lashon here. It's so funny because we're going to get to this Mishnah Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Eil Ovrim Pesach Kutach Nisyuvi Dechelba Mishka. He uses Mishka on page 25. So Mishka is Nisyuvi Dechelba, and Rashi says that's whey, and then it's not milk anymore. Midaraisa. But the Rush disagrees on page 24, and the Rush says, the rest says, Vashal Mechal of Potter. Amilel, the Osser Lechel Bosser Bakuta, Vanyom, the Suvi Chelba Osser, Midaraisa. So he says, no, the Suvi the Chelba, wait, that's milk Midaraisa. So he says, Mechal the Potter, and Shot Suvi Menachola Okal. The Akash Osser Vina, Vashal Mechal of Okal Tzach Mamalach. He says, no, mei cholov is not whey. Whey is the original when you make the curdle. But then after you curdle and they have cheese and then there's still liquid around, that liquid is whey. So the Rashi says that's only milk midrabanan. And the Rashi says, no, that's whey is milk midaraisa. That's not mei cholov. The whey is not mei cholov. Mei cholov is only the next step. When after you have the whey, then you take the white part and you distill it from the liquid and then you have left water, so the water is mechalov. So that's maybe only the rabban. But the whey itself, when you took real milk and you made it into cheese, and now there's liquid left over, that's the raisa. That's milk with the raisa. So that is so that's a machloikis between Rashi and the Rush on what's the story of whey, and therefore what is called mecholov. In other words, Rashi puts that mecholov is whey. And therefore it's potter. And the Rush says, no, The way is the Raisa. So look in Shulchan Aruch on page 26. Yesh misha omed is yuvi dechelba hu einam b'chalal mecholov v'asum in a Torah. That's the Rosh. El mecholov hainu achar she'osi magvina. V'vashle v'yusu v'ochel tzaf l'malach. Lo nishar bo l'mayim ba'al mazel anikra mecholov. But not like the Shita of Rashi. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, it's interesting, he doesn't give it a full endorsement. He says, Yesh Misha Omer. It's not a full endorsement. No, Yesh Misha Omer usually means, you know, there is an opinion like that.
So what is the Metzias of the Russians not understanding?
What
is the Metzias of the Russians understanding of Mecholov?
The Mecholov is after, in other words, the second step. You start with milk. Then you put a Dover Maimed, you put an agent in, then it curdles, so then you have cheese, and then you still have milk left over.
Right.
So that milk left over is whey.
Right.
And that's a Dereis, according to the Rosh,
right,
of milk.
Mm-hmm.
According to Rashi, it's only a Derabban.
Right.
Then you take that milk, and then you sever the white part from the liquid part, so Mela, what the liquid is left over is, according to the Rosh, that's water, nothing left. So that's not a Deraisa anymore.
According to Rashi.
But before that, the whey part, according to Rosh, was a Deraisa. According to Rashi, the whey itself is only Derabanan. So the two steps is the taking the milk to make him cheese, and then there's whey left over, and then taking it away and distilling it further, and that's Mecholov.
According to Rashi, if you were to do the second step that the Rush requires just to make it durable, would Rashi say that's mutter across the board? Meaning if you distill the way down that next step, does that mean even the Durabanan, the Durais, anything, you would be allowed?
You mean maybe that? Rashi would say that if you would distill it further, then maybe that's mutter lagamre. Maybe, could be.
It's
not even Mecholov, you see.
It's a tiered situation.
It could be that's not even Mecholov, so therefore it would be mutter lagamre. Okay, it's interesting because this topic and what the next topic what we're going to do there's a Shem tomorrow, is related to making schnapps and how that and what's the story with schnapps. So it's a fascinating topic. So Bez Hashem, we'll leave that for tomorrow. That will be the last year before Pesach and the Yerdeya, and then we start the Sugi of Cheese. After the tshuva of Moshe has to Rav Schwab in the cheese. In cheese. Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, cool.